If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode of The Boop Show is sponsored by Arcane, a Netflix original series from the creators of League of Legends. Dive into League of Legends and uncover the origin of some of your favorite champions with the animated event of the year. Arcane is now streaming exclusively on Netflix.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 310. It's November 8th, 2021. Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Boop Show. We talk about indie games here on this show, and we're big fans of the whole indie portion of the video games industry. You might know that coming in. The indie scene. There you go. That makes us seem more hip and cool.
Maybe at one point in time it would.
Are we cool? How cool are we? Are we cool? I don't know.
We're snapping our fingers while we talk cool. That's...
What are the kids at home?
Is that even cool? Do the cool cats even understand that now?
Those cool TikTok kids, would they think we're cool? Right. Probably not. Probably not.
I hope not. Oh, God. Please tell me I'm not cool.
Well, I got an old man TikTok account. If anyone wants to go check it out, I post real dumb stuff.
I love your old man TikTok. It's full of like dogs and stuff.
Yeah, lots of dogs. I got TIE fighters on my sidewalk. I just put one up about that. Yes. You know, nerd stuff. Go check it out.
Yeah, and you occasionally post some weird clip from a movie, and it's always good times.
Always fun. I try to have fun. That's what I try to do. Hey, welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you here, and we hope you're doing all right. I can tell you this. We're having one of those days where I've got a million things going on, but I don't care because I knew that as we got closer to boop time, that it would be time for me and Brian to kind of shed off this mortal coil, talk about video games a little bit, ignore all the heavy hitter crap I have to deal with today. So I'm really glad to be here. I'm glad to be here with you, Brian. So thanks for hanging out.
I was the same way. I came rushing home. We changed the time again where I live. And so it was getting dark on the way home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was in such a hurry. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yep.
I want to enjoy myself. I think I'm going to kind of chill just a little bit.
Good. I'm glad you took a moment, took a nice deep breath.
Yeah. Took a nice deep breath, took a big old chill pill.
Yeah.
And now I'm good to go.
Took a swig of whiskey and you're here. We're ready to roll.
No, actually, I was going to make some coffee and I was like, you know what? I think I'll just drink some milk instead. So I'm drinking milk right now.
Oh, it's very nice. Is it warm milk or cold milk?
I don't want to fall asleep. It's cold milk.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like warm milk. Really,
I love
though.
Warm milk.
Not unless it's got some honey in it.
Mm. You know what else is really good? Warm oat milk.
Oh, yes. Oat milk is delicious, but it's just as many calories and just as much fat as cow milk. And I'm still like, what's the point?
Well, it does. It's better for you if you don't like that lactic acid business, but I don't.
Yeah, if you're lactose intolerant, I guess, but I'm not.
Yeah. I feel better about drinking something that came out of the ground instead of out of a teat, you know? I don't like teats.
I don't know how I feel about that. See, I've got a long history with teat milk.
Oh.
Yeah. So teat milk, we've known each other for a really long time. So oat milk, we're familiar with each other, but not the milk part of the oat.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. They don't have teats. They just mush them up and squish them with water and boom, there you go. But in the case of milk, you're drinking it right out of a teat. Not since my mom, if I needed the teat in my life. So, you know. I'm just saying, to survive.
I'm sure your mother would appreciate you talking about her teats here on The Boop Show.
She would love this, yeah. I mean, those things, she tucks them in now, but back in the day. Just kidding. All right, we're going to do some news. Yeah, that's right. You heard me right. We're going to do some late-breaking news about releases happening this coming week, this week that we're in right now. For example, Among Trees... is coming out. I don't know if you've heard of Among Trees, Brian, but it's a living sandbox surrounded by wildlife and nature. And there's a whole lot of scavenging going on, which, you know, people are into that sort of thing. This sounds like one of those games I'd like because it's got work in it. And for some reason, I like games that are like work.
Right. You like procedural work. You like to have a task and then accomplish it and check it off
on your list. I do. Well said. I like to have a list. And yes. I like to get to the end of that list and say, all right, I got all the shit on this list done. And on to the next list. Now, in real life, I hate doing that. I hate it. You give me a list of things, like a wife gives me a list. All right, do this, fix that, take this out. Blah, blah, blah. I hate it. But you give me, you know, a list in a video game or a map and say, here's all these millions of things you got to do. I am more than happy to start cracking that egg open. Let's go.
Yeah.
This game's gorgeous, though. Holy crap. Look at this.
I love this game. I got an early access code to this last year. It originally launched on the Epic Game Store to not a lot of fanfare since it was still being developed at the time. Yeah. And everybody was very angry on Steam. Well, the Steam heads were anyway like, oh, I'm not even going to get your stupid game because you put it on Epic first, is what they said. So we'll see. But now that it's being released on Steam, I'm pretty excited again because, like I said, it's a pretty early on experience when I played it before. Still gorgeous, beautiful. Not a lot of content at that time, but I'm very excited about revisiting this.
Yeah, here's what they say this is what they say on the Steam website: "Escape to an enchanting living sandbox surrounded by nature and wildlife, scavenge materials and craft tools to turn your small cabin into a warm, well-supplied home. Survive on fishing, cooking, and grow your own food. Be careful, though; the forest is as dangerous as it is wonderful."
Yeah. And what they should say is bears are dangerous as much as you want to run, because you will there's a little bit of a stealth mechanic here. When you get near a bear, you'll kind of have like a little icon that'll light up and let you know you're getting near a bear, and it's time to be stealthy. And it could be kind of nerve-wracking because you can't always see where the bear is at. You just like sense his presence.
I don't like bears. Not a fan.
Yeah.
Bears.
Yeah, they're not a fan, man. I'm working really hard over here trying to, you know, do my chores, and then I gotta fight a bear. Come on.
It doesn't say, but I'd like to just kind of go nice and sandboxy with it and not worry too much about all that. Maybe they'll give me options for that. I don't know. But
it was pretty sandboxy whenever I was playing it. You know, there weren't a lot of like task lists. It's kinda like, oh, if I want to do this, then I'll need to go collect this. You know, but they don't force you to do it. This is kind of like, just do what you want, man, because it's a great, oh, man, the sound and the visuals are just to die for. They're beautiful.
It looks really cool. Someone in the chat says, let's see, where is it here? Well, Scipio says, didn't the devs already stop developing Among Trees? I don't think so. I think they're doing a full release here. So,
yeah,
I
wouldn't think so.
I mean, this is their I guess, the 1.0 development is ceasing, but I assume, you know, bugs and fixes and content down the road. I mean, I don't know.
That's a good question. Yeah, but at $14.99 on Steam and I believe on the Epic Game Store as well, comes out on the 10th, which is what, Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. That's a weird day to do games, but it's fine. Do what you got to do, people.
We'll report back because I'll probably dive back in sometime this week, and I'll give you some opinions next week.
Well, here's the one I'm looking forward to the most, I think. Graveyard Simulator. Now, Ship Graveyard Simulator. Let me make that clear. This is one of those where you're in a place where a bunch of old derelict ships are, and your job is to go up there and sell shit, make it better, salvage some metal, clean up some rusted old garbage, bang out these, we're watching them right now, like blowtorch off some what do you call them?
Yeah, this is Scott, the barnacles?
Oh, yeah.
What you doing?
I am playing the shit out of this, dude.
Yeah.
Look at this. You just load a container full of scrap and sell it?
Yeah.
Oh,
you just breaking that boat down, baby. Just breaking the shipyard.
Oh, I'm doing it. Yeah, basically, it is Shipbreaker in water. It's like my spaceship game I love so much. I'm very interested in this, of course. Fits my bill. I may try to pick it up if I can. What's this going for? Is it on there yet? Just says TBA.
Not announced yet, but if I had to guess, I'd probably say most of these games seem to fall in the $15-$20 range, and they usually launch at about 10% discount. Comes out Wednesday as well.
Yep. Oh, I'm into this. Look at these tools. The guy is sawing through steel.
Look at that. Look at that.
Scipio, yes, links are. You can totally do links here. You're totally fine. Just don't spam them. But if you link, you're totally fine. Chat wants to know if they can share some links. That looks great. I want to play that. I'm going to play that. That game is getting played by me. Next up, we got My Singing Monsters Playground. That sounds like some dumb stuff you might like. Just kidding.
It's actually, yeah, it was actually, I put in there because I am into Singing Monsters. I don't know if you ever played the mobile game Singing Monsters. And so this is a like a monster world.
Oh, really? This is those part. Like where you just yell at your mic and it yells back at you things, those weird toys?
I think they had like little things like that you could do that as well. Yeah, I remember that part of the app too. And yes, so it's just kind of in that world. But it's a tournament of monster game madness.
Okay. I believe you. It says, right. Journey to the monster world to take part in that tournament you just mentioned, which is watch your favorite monsters come to life as you swing, fling, and spring your way to victory and a variety of four-player competitions, a bunch of mini-games, looks like.
It reminds me of, like, Fusion Frenzy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do.
It kind of reminds me of those kind of games. Fusion Frenzy with the singing monsters, which I loved. They always made me laugh and crack up because they're so goofy.
That game is 20 years old this month, along with the original Xbox. Yeah, that was Bill Gates claimed that was his favorite game.
Oh, really?
Of any kind? Yeah, he always loved that. I don't know if he was just saying it because he just knew it off the top of his head, or if he really cared.
It's my favorite game. You guys should play it.
Yeah, it's my favorite game on the Citadel. Sure.
But the big thing about this is it's coming to just about every platform. It's coming to Steam, Xbox, PS4, 5, Switch, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. $40. And you're going to be able to play, you know, ways to play. You can play the way you want in friends or solo. It's three different game modes: party, tournament, solo, gauntlet, or free play.
There you go.
Looking forward to it.
Sign me up. A quick reminder, this show is just 1/3 of the trinity of shows on the Frog Pants Network that cover video game content. There's the Boop Show, of course, is this, where we talk about indies. You got Core on Thursdays, where we talk about the big broad issues around the industry. And on Fridays, The Instance used to be about an MMO. Now, so much more. Last week we talked about building video games through committee by having your players help design it, and whether that's a bad idea or a good idea. And it turns out it's complicated how you answer that. If you want to check that out, you can. All of those are shown on the webpage, frogpantsplays.com, or just get them wherever you get your podcasts and fill out your collection. You got to get them all, okay? Get them all.
You got to collect them all. You got to collect them all.
You got to collect them all. Get them all. But before you do anything else, listen to my review this week of a new game out this week called Unpacking.
Oh, we talked about this. I'm so excited.
We talked about it as an upcoming release, and I didn't know at the time that it was going to be on Game Pass on day one. I had no idea. That was news to me.
Yeah.
So I was thrilled. I was like, sweet, because I was going to buy it no matter what. And then I'm like, well, it's on Game Pass. I already bought it. So I'm going to play it there. And I did. In fact, for the show, I decided to just give it a run on everything that it was capable of playing on. So I played it on a Series X. I played it on a PC. I played it over the cloud on a browser and a phone. Wow. And it worked great across all and saved all my progress. And it was great. I'll get to it later. Control wise, I think your PC is your best option because it's the controller's a little unwieldy the way it works. Yeah. It's okay, you know, it works, it functions, but if you've got the
there's probably a lot of that. I suspect as much because there's a lot of clicking and pointing and going, I want to move this thing, I want to do that thing. Mm-hmm. Seems like it would just be better keyboard mouse.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just as simple as, because basically, let me tell you what Unpacking is, and I don't want to shock anybody. Unpacking is a game about unpacking things.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's exactly what we thought it was going to be. So you open up boxes. The first one, you end up moving into a room, and I want to say it's the year 2001, I think.
Oh, okay.
So you got an old CRT monitor and a shitty old beige tower computer and some of the books. It's funny, I own one of the books that they kind of fake in this game. It's an art book.
Really?
Yeah, How to Draw Hands book that I have.
Oh, I love that book.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Is that Jack Ham? Who did that one?
I can't remember, but I remember it's like a taupe colored book with a great big hand and a pencil in the hand on it. And this game has a little pixel art.
Yeah, I think that was Jack Ham,
J-A-K-H-A-M-M. Yeah, big gnarly knuckles. He would teach you how to draw knuckles like nobody's business. But anyway, you move into this place. And I think you're a girl because when you move into the bathroom, you put like feminine products under the counter. You have a lot of skirts that you hang up in the thing. You also have t-shirts and other stuff, but bras, you know, lady stuff.
Bros. You know what I'm talking about.
But here's what's trippy. So it goes all the way back, and presumably you're like junior high, you know, young kid in this. You got a little school bag, and, you know, you're just putting stuff where it goes, and you're opening boxes in the various rooms. And when you're done, the goal of the game, by the way, mechanically, is that you've put everything either where it goes naturally or is a good place for something to pass the level. That's what you need to do. So you empty all the boxes, and when it's done, it will tell you if anything's wrong. So it's like, hey, your yoga mat should not be in the middle of the floor. Oh, where should it be? Oh, the closet. Okay,
you can't,
fine.
You can't tell me how to operate my feng shui.
Yeah, your feng shui is your way. Your way or no way. I feel you. But if, like, you leave a bra on your bed, it's going to say, go fix that and put it in the drawer. But most of it's pretty intuitive. You're like, well, I know where this stuff should go. So my keyboard goes on the desk. My mouse goes there. This toilet paper goes in the bathroom. The extra toilet paper goes underneath the sink. You know, like that kind of stuff. Paintings on the wall, video games, your consoles, all this stuff. And it's all done in this isometric, beautiful pixel art graphic style that I absolutely love. I don't even know what to call it, except maybe if you zoom way in, you can tell. You know, it's definitely can tell where the edges of everything are, but it's like high resolution pixel art. It's hard to explain.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Maybe,
no, I get it.
Maybe 16-bit, a little better than that. I don't know. Maybe early
it's
90s
almost
PC
like,
or
it's,
something.
It's almost like the dithering effect creates this pixel art because it's like the objects are three-dimensional and fully rendered, but the dithering.
Yeah, but they're not though. They're like they're 100% just pixel art, and they rotate.
Interesting.
But they only rotate. You know, they rotate 90 degrees. For every 90 degree rotation, is just new art for that angle. So there's no like in between or anything. So it's very much like straight up 100% pixel art, and I really appreciate it for that because I think it actually lends a lot to what they're trying to do here. And what they're trying to do here is not just give you work to do, even though it may seem like it. They want you to experience a little world-buildy story underneath. And that story is, I can tell, is heading towards some emotional ends. Like right now, it's all good and fine, but I'm growing up through these decades. It goes from 2000 to 2010, then 12, then 14. I'm currently on 2015. And you see the changes in like pop culture-y stuff. So when I pull out the consoles in the living room in 2015, I've got a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox One and a Wii U, I guess. Yeah, it would have been Wii U back then. In 2010, I pulled a 360 out of a box and there's a GameCube laying around and there's a PS2 earlier than that, and there's, you know, you got a Game Boy Advance, and then eventually, and they're not named this, like they don't call them that because you probably can't and get away with it, but they're all clearly whatever they are. Like I can even tell some of these GameCube games, I stack them up in a organized shelf and I can tell which one's Mario Kart just from the colors alone.
You get to unpack them into like you used to do like on, I don't know if you ever did this when you were growing up, but it's like, oh, here's my little collection of things. And now I'm going to sit in front of the shelf and I'm going to alphabetize all my videos.
Kind of, except you don't have to do any of that except, you know, stack them. But you can go in and, you know, get really fiddly with where you want it. How many books have the middle book be the tallest and have it taper out from left to right? Or you can have the biggest book on the side and then work your way down. All that kind of stuff. Cleaning materials, roach spray, this bunch of shit in the kitchen. And once in a while, you'd be in the kitchen pulling stuff out and go, oh, wait a minute. This item doesn't belong here. This goes in the bathroom. So then you got to click over to the bathroom and put it there. Just like real packing where you put shit in the wrong box. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what would make this game even better? If it had like turn-based relationship goals where you put something where you want it, and then your spouse comes in behind you and rearranges everything.
Well, okay.
Just like in real life.
So funny you say that. By 2015, it starts to become clear that there's a man's razor in that
second
bathroom.
Person. Oh, no.
Yeah. And I think what it's heading to is like some moment where you're going to be building a little like a kid's room or something. Oh. Now, I'm not there yet, but I have a feeling this is a story of like life and family and growing up and maturing and all of that. And it's told through these items. And some of these items, like that pink bear, you've always had it, and you have it when you're an adult, and that means something to you because you've hung on to it. But you have a lot of new items. Supposedly, there are 14, or I'm sorry, is it 14? 44,000 Yeah. 44,000 individual sound clips for items in the game, which tells me there's way more items that I've seen so far.
Right.
Because that's a lot of sound clips. But like, you know, see how I was stacking dishes? You can stack some items. Other items you can't stack. Yeah.
Oh, God. Whoever just stacked those stacked a blue plate, then a pink plate, and then a blue plate. No, that's not how you do that. That's how I stack it like that.
I do it like that because I'm lazy with that stuff. I really am. And like at home, like for real, I'd be lazy with it. Here, I'm like, oh, let's put them in a nice, pretty order or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, the houses get bigger. You have an extra room sometimes. There's a floor plan you can click on to make that easier so you know where you want to, you know, click and go do next. And at the end, when you think you're done, it'll go and like an item will be highlighted in red saying, you know, this shit can't be here. So you go fix it or you figure it out. And I've had a couple actual real stumpers and then figured it out on my own, moved on to the next one, and so on and so forth. Like I say, I'm not done, but from what I'm hearing, things start going places. But mechanically, this is what you do. Okay. This is the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's real fiddly and fun. And I don't think this is just for people with like OCD or whatever. I think this is for people who maybe you just appreciate when you were little, you know, you'd want your big, Death Star all opened up and you get your figures in there and you're moving them around like that. Girls with their houses and their doll houses and all that shit. Like it's very reminiscent of that. And, it's really weird. I really like it.
It is, but it looks like fun. I do like the fact that you have stuff that you carry over and that it progresses with aging. So that's an interesting way to tell a neat little story.
Now, if the Steam version may end up with support, the Steam workshop support.
Workshop. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, except I'm worried there'll be just dildos and stuff like that. Like I don't know what people are going to do.
Well, I'm sure there'll be that, but there'll be other things too.
Yeah, right? Hopefully. I'd be curious to see what people came up with, but. See, there I am putting tampons under the thing. Anyway.
Hey, at least you knew where they went. Good job.
Yeah, thanks. It's a really cool game, and I'm happy to give it a pretty good score. Real quick here, Witchbeam is the developer, published by Humble Games. They've been making great stuff lately. And here's some sound. Very pleasant. Second, I go nuts. Yeah. Just really, really pounding it down now. But you get the idea. It's like just a really, you know, there's no voiceover. There's no like telling you a bunch of stories through words. It's all implied. I appreciate a game that can do that.
Yeah.
And just having a ball with it. So it's really good.
It looks chill.
Yeah, it is super chill. Came out in the second, by the way. So that was, I guess that was a week ago. Currently priced at $19.99, but if you have Game Pass, you already have it. It's on there day one. And I loved it from the moment I started. Lots of nostalgia, great little references, simple gameplay, deeper story underneath. Not done, but like I said, I can tell we're heading to some emotional stuff. Right. The pros, I'd give it amazing.
Pack the baby.
Yeah, you got to unpack the baby and then realize, oh, no, we shouldn't have transported the baby in a dark box with no air in it. Amazing pixel art. These are my pros. Tells a sweet story in the background, a real sense of change in time, and about a time that I didn't expect to feel much nostalgia for. But it turns out the last 20 years, even though I was 20 years ago, or no, what was I? Yeah. Hold on. Sorry. In 2000, I was almost 30. Sorry. I was 29. Even though, you know, I'm an adult, most of that time was spent with baby kids and stuff. I still, now that I play this game, I'm like, oh, look at all this stuff from that time. I forgot how cool that is or whatever.
Yeah.
I forgot there's a replay option. That's really rad.
Oh,
you just watch it happen really quick. Yeah. Really fun to watch. Anyway, that's what people are looking at right now. Let's see what else. Cons. It's not perfect. The game's literally unpacking, things over and over. So just know that, you know, if you go into it going, is there going to be anything but unpacking stuff? No, that's the game.
You're doing the game.
You're doing the game.
You're soaking in it.
The only other con I would say is the controller's not the absolute best way to play. Mouse and keyboard are the best, in my opinion. I recommend it. But it is playable with a controller. Basically, it'll just take you longer because the controller has to behave like a mouse. So grabbing things is easy. You just hit the A button and it snaps to it. But then you got to move over here and drop it. Whereas with a mouse, you're just, you know, darting around doing it. Anyway... I'd give it 8.7 old GameCubes under your TV out of 10 DSs in the top drawer.
Nice. Yeah. That's a pretty good score. I'm excited about it. This is Unpacking, and it's on the Xbox Game Pass, also on Switch, Steam, and Scott said he played it on the cloud a bit too. So
I think it's on PlayStation as well. Okay. I think. I didn't check. Crap, I meant to.
While you're looking that up, my Instacart arrives. So I'm going to go take care of that.
Oh, yeah. Go get your Instacart.
We'll talk about Despot's
game. Let's go do that. So Brian's got a game all lined up. We'll get to that in a minute. It's called Despot's Dystopian Army Builder. But one more thing about Unpacking. I'm going to just confirm PlayStation. Because I'm pretty sure this is on PlayStation. Oh, maybe not. Okay. It's not. I don't know why. Oh, wait. Here we go. According to IGN, excuse me, I'm reading it. I'm reading. They gave it an 8. They also really liked it. They played it on PC, but they don't say, okay, well, I can't find it. So as best I can tell, this here experience is purely a PC, Xbox, or cloud experience. Maybe Switch. This would be great on Switch, I would think. Oh, it's good to see other good reviews, too. It makes me feel like I'm not crazy. Because there were times when I was playing this thinking, I might be crazy. I hate moving. It's one of my least favorite things to do on this planet. I don't like doing it. And this game wants me to basically move all the time, like constantly just unpack my stuff. And in the game world, I love it. In real life, I hate it. There's a box over here from 2013 when I moved into this house that's still not unpacked. It's sitting right over there. The lid's open, but what's in there has been there for as long as I've been here, and I just haven't gotten around to it. So yeah, that's one funny aspect about the whole thing. City in the chat confirms Steam, Switch, Xbox One, Humble Bundle, and good old games. The Game Pass version, not that it needs to be. It's not a Series S and X game, nor does it need to be. It's just an Xbox game that runs on all those. All the Xboxes run it, which is really all you need. Because, you know, you've seen it. It's a bunch of pixels. It's not like this is some polygon game with a frame rate problem. So, Brian's back. How'd it go? Everything go? Good? You got it?
It went fine. He delivered it to a different door. Oh. And so that kind of freaked me out. I opened the door. I was like, no.
No. Those are my foods.
No. Where is it? He says it's delivered.
I don't know about you guys, but I have been very excited about Arcane. So very excited. Seriously, do you want more animated cool stuff on streaming services? Good news, everybody. Arcane is a 9-episode, 3-part series that follows the story of two young girls, Vi and Powder, born in the Undercity beneath Piltover. Their eagerness to prove themselves will set in motion a series of events that will take their relationship to its breaking point. And transform them forever. Witness the animation event of the year to see the champions we know and love like never before. Vi, Jinx, Heimdinger, Jace, their stories with all the intertwining action that you'd expect from League of Legends in an action-packed series known as Arcane. Whether you're a longtime League player or, I don't know, maybe you're brand new to the Runeterra Arcane serves as a perfect introduction to that vast world of League of Legends, focusing on the origins of some of its most iconic characters. I love a good MOBA, I love League of Legends, and I especially love Arcane. It's really good, you guys. Get in there. Trailer's already out. So is the show. Dive into the series and get in there, okay? You want to know the stories behind one of the most played games of all time? Discover the secrets of Piltover and its Undercity and prepare for the epic battle that is only just the beginning. Arcane is right now streaming exclusively on Netflix. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Oh, it's time. All right, Brian, tell us all about Despot's game, Dystopian Army Builder.
Dystopian Army Builder. You'll probably never see the Dystopian Army Builder part, the subtitle, but Despot's game I did play this week. It is a Konfa Games, developed by Konfa Games and published by Tiny Build. Came out on 11/14 this past year. Hey, hello, puny human Scott. How does a pixel art roguelike auto battler that gives you a bit of the old Smash TV vibe sound.
Everything but the auto battler part. I don't like those.
That's what I was worried about too, but guess what? Did not bother as much. Well, what if you do think it's something you want to play, equip your pink pixely muscle men. These guys like little muscle men from the 80s. We talked about this earlier today. But if you've never seen them before, I like little green army men, but they're instead, they're pink and muscly. But these are just pixely. And so with those guys, those pink humans, you can start class assigning gear and delve deep into the levels of an unforgiving and brutal dungeon that the despot who brought you there, he's kind of a TV guy.
You know,
he's like a not a guide. He's a TV with like an angry face on it.
Yeah, he's like I don't know. This wouldn't be like Running Man, but it's the idea though, right? Like you're
yes, it feels very Smash TV, very much like that Running Man kind of thing. So what you do is you outfit your team with classes. So you take your little you acquire or purchase weapons and armament and different things. This very simple. Like, you know, you pick a class essentially. Like right now you may see on screen, there's actually a football on the screen which you can purchase. And you're like, why would you purchase a football, Brian? Well, that would be a thrower class. So you assign that, you purchase that, and then you assign it to one of the puny humans. And then suddenly they're whatever class you may have picked, like a tank or a shooter, a fighter, a medic, a cultist. They got some eggheads in here. And more classes. Nice. I won't ruin that for you.
Yeah, you want some of these to be discoverable by the peoples.
Exactly. So what you do after that is you auto-fight your way from room to room to meet and defeat the boss. That's what you're trying to do each level so you can go further into the level. This is a roguelike, and these are runs. You will be running through, dying, and then repeating. You do get a little something to get to take with you. You get to, when you unlock playable modes, as you go along, which easy is not even an unlocked playable mode in this auto fight game. When you first start, you have to unlock. In other words, you have to go fail a couple of times. This game is telling you you're going to fail.
Well, hence the roguelike part of it, right?
Like, fail. You're going to fail, and you're going to do it quite often.
Sure.
And like I said, it's an auto fighter, so you don't you strategize before you fight. So you go into a room. You got your puny humans. You've equipped some of them out with some gear. You know, you got a tank, shooter, a medic.
Yeah.
You don't usually get the medic until a little later on, but the medic is really, really important. And you go and you just you have an idea of what's going to come and fight you because there's like little circle pads on the ground that'll show you. It's like, oh, there's three bad guys in this room. You don't know who they are or what they can do just yet. But once you hit fight, you find out.
They could be big, giant dudes, two big, strong guys, or they could be punies and whatever, right? And, like, you never know.
Right, right. And you don't know what their health's going to be like.
Yeah.
You kind of start getting, as you play, you get an idea of what available randomly, because this is all random procedural generation of the map levels. And as such, you'll encounter a room. And there's like a certain amount of mix of different characters per level that you kind of know you're going to face. You're like, okay, I know on level one, I've got to have, you know, so many of these types of classes because I'm probably going to face at some point in time these kind of bad guys. Right now I'm facing some flamethrowing guy who's like killing me, just destroying all my characters.
He's wrecking you, dude.
He's wrecking me, but not wrecking me. I'm just telling these little pink dudes what to do, right? Yeah. So what you can do as well is it's got Twitch integration. And when I streamed that this week on the Twitch integration, people who were subscribers or followers in the chat room had their names on each of these characters, and these characters would fight and die in my name. Yeah. In my name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, in your name. Do it for you, Brian, because you are the overlord who runs the pink men. I get it.
That's right. Now, you're seeing something right now. This is a triggered event. What's going on in the game right now where there's kind of an adventure. There's like a adventure sub game, a text adventure sub game going on. So occasionally you'll run, usually when you switch levels, when you go a level deeper, you'll run into some situation and there'll be some dialogue there. And it's usually, popular culture type of humor. Like I won't give too many away, but I ran into a famous wizard at one point in time.
Uh-oh.
And if I answered the questions in the right way or the wrong way, that wizard may join my team. and then we'll fight. Doesn't look like him. He's just that class, right? He's just the class of mage or something or whatever they decided that the magic user was going to be there.
Right.
So I'm really digging this game. Like I said, you're like me. It's like, oh, auto fight. Yeah, I don't want to auto fight.
Not a big fan of it. I mean, they really are like they're tower defense in disguise. It's just a different approach to tower defense. And for those who love that stuff, I'm happy for them. This is not me giving shit to a genre that people love. I know people like what they like, and I'm not here to tell you what to like. I'm just telling you what I don't like, and that's I don't like it.
This is way more roguelike than it is auto battle, even though because the auto battles are really fast. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I mean, you're really trying to get to each area to do your upgrades on each run and try not to die the best you can. And so once all your characters are dead, you have to start completely over, right?
Yeah.
Anything you've unlocked along the way, like you can play King of the Hill, where you play against other people, not real time, but if your friends also have the game, then you'll play against, you know, their runs, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I haven't played it yet, but that's the way I understand it.
Yeah.
But really the gameplay really is getting to each area because you pretty much put the auto fighting on fast forward. And so you'll just go into a room. You kind of know what you want to do. You hit the auto fight. It's over within maybe 5, 6, maybe 10 seconds tops.
Pretty short.
I mean, I've hardly ever fought any longer than that. So the auto fighting is actually a very small part of this. Most of the time is spent looking at upgrades. You know, how can I upgrade my character? What kind of class do I have? What kind of effect does it have if I have multiple fighters? Like if you have, let's say you have multiple cultists. If you have three cultists and they all are carrying three different types of equipment, but they're all the same class, then you get like a perk where you'll start bringing up tentacles, like, and the tentacles will pop up and help you win that round or as you go forward. Of course, if you lose one, then you're back to square one. You have to keep going. One of the modifications you get, the mutations that you can pick right out the gate, is they'll give you a 50% chance of drop. So you're probably asking, so what happens when your puny human dies? Well, he drops his equipment. You have a 50% chance of recovering that equipment and then just buying a cheap puny human with some tokens the next time around and throw it on him.
So now, cheap puny human just being no just a, like a little naked pink guy that doesn't have any real power or anything. He's just kind of a grunt.
He's a noob.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's nothing. He's you know, he's just a little noob. He can't do anything. He's got a little bit of health. He might cause a little bit of damage, but you can use those guys as a couple of things. You can either have them come in there, and if they fight, then the next time around, if you assign a class, he actually goes back to full health. Or you can do what you have to do sometimes, which I haven't even talked about yet. In addition to tokens, which are something that you collect after each battle, you can also, in addition to purchasing equipment and items and upgrades, you have to purchase food, because every time you travel in between a door, each one of those humans eats one unit of food. Mm. Those bastards.
Gotcha.
Those guys humans are eating my food.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough food for them, after a while, they just won't fight for you. They'll just quit. Mm. They'll just stand there and be destroyed.
Sure.
Which is of course.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens.
So that's what happens.
That's what you want.
Despot's game so far, like I said, I'm having a good time. It looks pretty simple, but all the different modes you have to unlock in hard mode. You can re-roll for items. You can throw humans into pits and sometimes collect things back. You can throw coins in a pit sometimes, and if you had the right dialogue choices, you can get back more tokens. And of course, that means you can purchase more equipment and more guys. And the larger your party is, the faster the battles are, but also the more expensive the food is. So there's a lot of strategy trying to, you know, get it just right. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's pixel art, and the pixel art is fun, and it looks like Smash TV, but the animations are fantastic. I love the animations. I love your little people are kind of bland. They're not that great, but the enemies you face sometimes can be some really cool looking pixel art guys.
Yeah. Well, it looks cool. I have to admit, I like the look of it a lot.
Yeah,
something about the style that's kind of my jam. So I totally dig that. And I might be able to, based on what you described, I might be able to get past some of the auto battler stuff, because it does sound, it's just, sounds like it's just like, you know, imagine you're playing any kind of roguelike. I've been playing a lot of Rogue right. Legacy 2, which is really shaping up right now. Talked about last right. week a little bit. And that game is basically, it's just you, but you still have to run into a room and like get hurt a bunch. And then, oh, I found a chest, and in the chest was a rune that'll give me plus this to whatever. So now I'll equip that. So now I'm going to go in stronger than before. Like in a way, that's sort of just what you're doing with these little dudes. You're just doing it in a more, I don't know, more of a like a group sense and less of an individual right. sense. So right. I could probably get my yeah. head around it.
Yeah, the whole is the one, right? So all yeah. is the one. I mean, if they all die, then you're dead. If they, you know, all continue on, it's just like little
yeah, parts. Think of them as like hit points. They're just, yeah. you know, if you're missing 8 guys and you started with 10 and you got down to 2, well, it's like having 10 hit points, you're down to 2 hit points. It's a little bit like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So yeah, you don't want to lose them all. It's like when Sonic loses all his coins, you're like, son of a, and you pick some back up so you don't die.
Yeah, I get you. Ba-ding, ba-ding, yeah. ba-ding. Yeah.
Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding.
I can't do
pros.
That.
Pros. Here yeah. come my pro list. Addicting gameplay. You'll pick this game up and you'll immediately be having, an orgasm. I think you'll immediately be having fun.
I thought you were going to say orgasm. I'm glad you didn't.
No, you might have that. I don't know what you're doing at the point in time that you pick up this game. Anyway,
it yes, sounds
addicting
nice
gameplay
too,
right up the gate.
That's a slapping soundtrack.
Dude, I love
Ooh,
the music.
It's real good.
Yes.
Yeah, I like
that
it.
Was going to be, that was one of my pros, is it sounds good. It jacks you up. Now, it repeats a lot. And then there's like a second layer of music that's added when you fight a boss over top of that. Yeah. And some of the levels, as you get further down, I think I made it like to level 8 or something, that once you get a little further along in the levels, the music changes. And but you'll hear that first bit a lot.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think it looks... Oh, sorry. Keep going with your pros. So far... So
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and you'll like this game right away because of the addicting gameplay and the music and the look. And then the beginner luck. You have so much... It feels so good in the beginning. It's like, oh, I like games that have a luck mechanic because, you know, because the way things are randomly generated and you just feel, you know... When you kill the bad guys and it pops up and you're like, oh, here's the classes I get to choose from. You can also choose to re-roll, you know, the equipment, so you have a chance to pick something else. You can upgrade the equipment so that going further in the further on, you'll have bigger and better equipment to give your guys. Cons is the fact is this, it is at its heart a bit of there's a good bit to get anywhere in this game. You got to develop a strategy.
Yeah.
Problem is, strategy only goes so far when luck is involved, and so you might get a little frustrated if you're a you know somebody who really likes strategy a lot. If you just like running, doing quick runs, and just seeing what happens, and you're like fiddling around and just seeing how far you can go just on a run, like me, I think you're gonna like it. But if you like big time strategy and like thinking that as you go along, you'll be able to come up with some great strategy that will make you get you further every time. No, you're just as likely just to meet your doom in level 2 as you are level 8.
Yeah.
You know, you may just start and just get lucky, but you have to have some strategy too though. You sure. have to be skilled as well.
Yeah, you got to know what like the frick you're doing, man.
You got to know what you're doing. You can't luck your way all the way through, but yeah, strategy helps, but luck is a big influence. And so that's the other con. You can't reliably get back to your last position. So if you're looking for progression, then you probably don't need to look at a roguelike. Through like just one more run, by the time you get back to it, everything has changed. There's nothing the same. You got different classes. Your whole group dynamic is totally different. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get
sure.
as you're going along.
Sure. All right.
Could
very,
be good.
Very nice.
Score?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a score?
Yeah, I'd love to hear a score.
A score for Despot's game. Here it comes. 8 puny humans out of 10. Oh, no, as we ate all the donuts, now my humans won't fight. Because that's happened more than once.
Nice. Well, I'm a little interested in this. You kind of grew on me the more you described it.
Right.
I'm not going to let the auto battle stuff get in the way of me checking that game out, I think. It looks pretty good. All right, nicely really done. Those are our games this week. Again, those were Unpacking and the game Despot's Game: Dystopian Army Builder. You probably just look for Despot's game. D-E-S-P-O-T. Yeah,
and it's $13.49 on Fanatical. I don't think I mentioned that. $15 every day of the week on Steam. So, yeah.
Nice. Very.
I enjoyed my time.
That's good. Now this.
It's a me, Mario.
Time to play Guess My Game. Old games. We try to guess each other's game. We picked it up from an old time thing. I got mine from 1991. It's an NES game. It came from Konami. Those are the three hints you're going to get. Okay?
That's all you're getting.
So try to guess this game. Now I'll say this is like the intro music.
Right.
I'm going to skip ahead to some actual action, okay?
Yeah, you say NES? Because God, this sounds like Sega.
Definitely NES. Any guesses?
Is it like a dual stick? Almost like a dual stick shooter.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. They didn't have dual sticks back then. Is that the thing?
That's true. Yeah, you said 91 NES?
Yeah, NES. So I'll give you the other hint here, which is it is a side scroller.
Yeah.
I don't think it had an arcade equivalent. But let's just say Konami was trying to look a lot like a Capcom side scroller.
Okay.
Ghosts and Goblins was very popular, right? I think this was an attempt to do that. So what do you think?
I don't know this audio. Not off the top of my head.
Chatroom doesn't know either. This might be too hard. Maybe I only played this. I don't know. All right, I'll tell you the game. You ready for this?
Do it.
I was 20 years old. I played this game. Kickmaster. Kickmaster.
I've never even heard of Kickmaster. What the crap is Kickmaster?
Yeah, right? It's kind of a stupid name.
Is that two words or one word?
But I liked it. It's two words. And it was a Konami game, and it doesn't look great now, but I remember at the time thinking, this is cool. And one of the things I liked about it is when you'd punch or kill a guy, they would explode, and out of them would come three things, basically three kinds of currency. One was a diamond-looking thing, a jewel. Another one was, I forget, life maybe. And I don't know, maybe the other one was money. But the point is they would explode, and you would have to make a choice. Sometimes you could catch two of them. If you got all three, you were a freaking wizard. But mostly you had to choose and go, oh, shit, I guess I'll get the one that's the money this time. He's like, don't want to die. So you're always like trying to juggle which currency or which death currency you were going to grab. And that was an odd thing for a game. The game is probably too hard.
Never seen this at all, but I love how it looks. I love this. I guess the boss, and it's like, is it kind of looks like a lady with like a bunch of, is that tigers or
it's
wolves
like tigers
or what? Tigers, yes.
It's like that though. My biggest problem with the game is there's a lot of blinking, and I think that was a performance issue. You know, a lot of SNES games or NES games, I should say, had a lot of blinkage. That drove me nuts. But other than that, it's a fine example. Now, Brian, I gave you a hard one. Let's see if you gave me a hard one.
Ew. I gave you I don't think the game is hard if you recognize the bit of the audio, which I think you would. It's pretty early on. I think you may or may not get this. It's a tough call.
What's the year?
The year is 1997.
Seven. All right, here we go.
1997.
A little over 20 years old. 24 years old. Five, three, whatever. Here it is now.
Through one, two, one. The PC.
PC game?
Yeah.
Was that a there crow?
There goes your big hints.
Sounds like some real mining going on there.
Yeah.
Are they...
Look at the chat room. They're getting it.
Okay. I don't look. Okay. Oh. I know this. Bullfrog game.
A little more obvious.
Bullfrog made it.
You made a bunch of underground shit. It's the one where they flip the script and you're the bad guy. You're the demon that runs the dungeons.
And it's, Dingin,
and it's Bullfrog Entertainment. Demon? It's the guys that... Oh, shit. Hold on.
There was three.
They made Black and White. They made... I can't think of the name.
What if I said God Game? Would that help you?
So it's top down God Game. You build the dungeons and then set up traps and shit so that when the heroes come, you try to kill them. Right?
Right. Nailed it.
I can't think of the name.
Oh.
There's a new
Dungeon
series.
Dungeon Keeper.
Dungeon Keeper. Gosh dang it.
Keeper.
Oh, who in the chat got it?
Several. Quantum.
Oh, a bunch of you did. Ziggurat got it.
Spot it.
Yeah, good job, you guys. I could not think of Keeper. But there's something new, Dungeon, there's a whole new series that is like spiritual successor thing. It's not the real same people, but it's Dungeon something.
Dungeon. Horned Reaper? Is that what it is? Is that?
No.
War of the Overworld. Is that it?
No, it's not it. It's something else. Dungeon Bros. That is incorrect, Fastidious. And it's not Dungeon Dude by Okao. I can't remember. Maybe it's just Dungeoneer? No, Dungeon...
Dungeon Dude.
But it's the same idea. It's like, hey, take all your little goblins and make them get gold out of this part of the thing, and then let's have them dig out a main area where I put like a boiling whatever and have people die in it. Dungeon, not Dungeon Simulator.
Is it just
Overlord.
Dungeons? Because that was always, everybody loved Dungeons 3.
Maybe it is Dungeons 3. That might be it.
Yeah.
That might be it. It's a very similar game. Okay, well, that gave me a brain fart, but I think I knew it, but I couldn't think of the name. So I'm the big loser today, so I should have remembered that. While mine for you was too hard, you know.
It was just too hard. I didn't even heard of it. I didn't even know what it was.
That is called. You're right. Chat room's right. Dungeons 1, 2, and 3. Dungeons 3 is very good. It's very
good.
It's a little too tower defensive for my taste, but it's very good for. Well, I mean, you know what you do. You set up a. It's the same thing. I'm setting up traps and doing shit, and hopefully that was good enough for people to come and die when they come in here.
Hope that was good enough to come and die.
All right. Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that. Will I enjoy this email interaction? I bet I do. This is an email question that we received from Conroy. All right.
Conroy, a big old Conroy.
Yeah, we got a big old Conroy riding into the show. Okay, here's what he says. Hey, Scott and Brian. By the way, boopshow@gmail.com is the email address. Hey, Scott and Brian, do you think we will see Nintendo release a follow-up to the Switch that is basically just better hardware and such, but still a portable/TV hybrid device? Thanks, Conroy. Yeah, of course. This thing is wildly successful for them, and the old way of having a console at home while you had a little mini portable device separate, those days are gone. We're done.
Yeah.
They're not doing that again.
They beat everybody out of the portable console market or the portable handheld gaming period, other than phones. Mm-hmm. And they've got it. They're on the right track. They ain't giving that up.
Yeah, they own it. So what they will do is exactly what they're doing now. In my opinion, I don't think it's going to be anything too drastically different. I think the next thing is like maybe a bigger screen, thinner, better battery life, faster GPU. Yeah. Like an upgrade in lots of ways, maybe a 4K supporting device, probably. It'll be like this.
Right.
But they are crazy. And like Ziggurat says, Nintendo was crazy, though. You never quite know what the frick those guys are going to do, but I guarantee I'm going to want it. That's all I know.
I would never have guessed the Wii, and that just, you know, that saved their bacon.
It did. Maybe they'll hire one employee who knows at least something about the internet. That would be cool.
Would be excellent. But I don't think I don't think they like the internet. I just don't think they like it.
I don't think they do either. But I just think they need one person who understands it and knows the potential of what they could do instead of this weird shit they do online. But you know, they're Nintendo. They're weird. They're great and they're weird and great. Okay.
And they always find a way.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin Conroy. The voice of Batman. Send us your emails. We'd love them. Boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. We got some recent Boop Show podcast ratings. Were these on iTunes or where? iTunes or where? Apple Podcasts?
This is iTunes. Yeah, Apple. The podcast app.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts, they call it now. NinjaPod wrote in. He said, Boop for the win. This show is way better than Core. That's for you, Brian, he says.
Yes.
But he says, seriously, I never miss an episode. Thank you, Ninja Pod. He says, giving me information about great games that I don't have the time to research on my own. Thanks. Keep it up, guys. Oh, I also got 5 stars from Tritian of Atlas.
Tritian.
Says, don't want to miss it. Love the show. Continues the personality that can be found on other shows, Core and The Instance and so on, but with its own brand of fun. On top of that, it gives you a look at some of the more obscure games. If you have time, check it out. You won't regret it. Well, thanks, guys. Yes. This is really nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Possibly ladies. I don't know who Ninjapod and Triton are. They might be ladies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Those are non-gendered names.
They might be binary folks who don't have one. They don't claim a gender. They could be. Those could be anybody. Okay?
They're awesome individuals just like you.
Which
you
is the point. If you want to, whoever you are, no matter who you are, you can send us an email too. Boopshow@gmail.com. We don't discriminate.
Or you could give us a 5-star rating, and maybe we'll see it. And we'll,
exactly.
Right here.
Wherever you get your podcasts, all right? The ones on Apple Podcasts are great because it's still kind of the dominant platform. But anywhere else that does it, Google Podcasts lets you review, Spotify lets you review. Just review, okay? And give us a positive one. Don't hate on us. We love you.
Give us something nice to read online.
Love us, okay? All right. I don't know why I'm going through all that rigmarole. That's going to do it for the show. Boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. Our website is frogpants.com/boop. Don't forget our Reddit page, boopshow.reddit.com. Always lots of cool conversations going on over there. And give us a Twitch follow when you get a second. Brian Dunaway is on Twitch. You can find this show and everything else I do at Frog Pants on Twitch. And you can find the show on Twitter at Boop Show. Hey, Brian, is there anything you'd like to add to this discussion before we go today?
Sure. If you want to follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Brian Dunaway, I'll be playing Graveyard Keeper tomorrow night with Kit London. Ooh. We are almost to some new DLC content. Right now, we're still messing with zombies, though. Whatever.
Keep messing with zombies. Nothing wrong with that. I need to play more of that because I cracked it open again and forgot what the hell I was doing, so I started over. And
it was super cheap about 2 weeks ago. Like when they released the DLC, it was like $5 for the core game or $20 for the core game and all the DLCs.
Yeah, it's a cool little game. If you like Stardew Valley, Animal Crossing, that sort of stuff, it's kind of a sardonic dark take on those things. And I really like the pixel art in it. In fact, you know what? That's the pixel art I would compare Unpacking to.
Oh,
very similar in like kind of high definition pixels.
Okay,
it's hard to explain.
Okay,
hard to explain.
I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play it this week, and I'll get the feels.
Yeah, you get the feel. You let me know. All right, that's gonna do it. Thank you all for being here. We'll be here next time with more from the Core Show. Until then, we'll see you next time. What did I say? Core boop.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam.
I love steam.
Destroy them with lasers.